Good morning, everyone. How special that you have tuned in today to our live streaming for Mother's Day. What a great clip we just watched. My prayer today is that as we walk side by side, we too will learn to trust in God's love and to know that God says to each one of us, Jesus loves you. When I was about 10, I learnt a poem and I said it to my mother on that first Mother's Day and on many Mother's Days thereafter. And I've seen it printed up on a plate just like this one. And I'm going to say that poem to you now. Mother, to one who bears the sweetest name and adds a luster to the same, who shares my joys, who cheers when sad, the greatest friend I ever had. Long life to her, for there's no other can take the place of my dear mother. Well, this morning, I wonder, kids, if you said something special to your mum. Did you say a poem? Well, I thought if you haven't done anything quite yet, I've got a little simple idea for you. Maybe grab a piece of paper just like this one and write your mum's name. That's my name on there, but you put your mum's name on yours and think of one word for each of the letters in her name and write that out. Something special about your mum. And if you're not into writing, don't worry. Just use the plain paper and you draw a picture that depicts why your mum is special. And at the end of our live streaming, that would be great for you to give it to her and to share that. This morning, I want to share with you my story of being mothered by many. I think Mother's Day is much more than just remembering the one that birthed you. There are many people in our life that have mothered us, loved us, cared for us, and given to us. Look at the poem that I learned. So many people do share our joys and are there in our when we're sad. And still others come along and befriend us, not because they're related to us, but because they love us and want to invest in our life. I've got a little box with me this morning. It's called my little treasure box. And it reminds me of the many of the people that have indeed mothered me in my life and are precious to me. Yes, as in the poem, my mum was granted long life. She lived to be 90 years old. And I knew in all of that time unconditional love from her. She loved my husband. She loved our children with that same love. And she used to really love to come to our house and to spend time with us. And in my little treasure box, the dusting cloth reminds me of my mum. One of the jobs that she used to love to do was to go along our mantelpiece in the lounge room where all the family photos are, and she would dust them all off. And as she dusted, so she looked and loved those that were in those photos. You know, in England, Mother's Day is called Mothering Sunday. It always takes place on the fourth Sunday in the festival of Lent. And that was 3 weeks ago, just before Easter Sunday, when they celebrated. And the origins of Mothering Sunday lies in the Middle Ages, when children who had left their families to work in domestic service were allowed to go home on that Mother Sunday to go to their mother church. Now, for me, I didn't have a mother church. My parents did not go to church, but when I was little, they sent me to Sunday school because they thought it was right and proper for children to learn about God. And how thankful I am for those people in my life that mothered me in learning about God. There were many people along the way, and there still are people to this day who seek to encourage me to walk in God's ways. I guess one of the early people was the youth group leader. They were a young married couple, and they came and picked my sister, my sister's friend, and myself up each week for youth group. We used to pile into the back of the Volkswagen, no seat belts in those days, so there was plenty of room on the back seat to keep fitting a few more people in. You know, that couple, they invested so much time in growing us to be like Jesus. And a long lasting friendship has formed with them and been developed over the years between our families. And when our boys were at home growing up, they always sent them a birthday gift and a packet of lollies. And I think the boys loved the lollies more than the clothes that were contained. You know, they are still to this day special friends. And we continue to mother each other and to follow each other's families with much interest. And I couldn't help but think how mothering definitely creates deeper relationships. When I was 25 and single, I moved from Melbourne to Kalgoorlie, Western Australia, to live on an Aboriginal mission and to share my faith with Indigenous people. I found myself in a community with people I didn't know and far away from my own family and friends. And the friendship that was formed amongst the staff there still remains strong to this day. You know, living and working together in isolation, in isolated places, certainly built deep relationships. One of the other single ladies and I shared lots of time together, and we prayed much for one another. And over the years, she has continued to pray for our boys in a very special way and has mothered them so faithfully in prayer. When I lived in Kalgoorlie on that mission, I was given a week off. But where would I go? I'd met a single woman in Perth who had said to me on one occasion, "If you ever need a place to come, then you're very welcome to come here." And I felt when she told me that she meant it. So I rang her and said, told her my situation, and she said, "By all means, come." Well, when I arrived, she made me feel so welcome. And the next morning, as she headed off to work, she passed me her keys, her car keys. And she said to me, "I'll take the bus this week and you can have my car." How kind was that? How can I remember that after 40 years? Well, I'm a bit sad to have to say this morning, I actually lost her car on day one. I drove to the local multi-level shopping complex. I was so excited to be in the big smoke after the outback of Kalgoorlie. I parked the car and I headed into the shops. Oh, and I had such a great day. When it was time to go home, for the life of me, I could not find her car. I looked in lots of car parks, but no, that car was not to be found. Well, what sort of a car was it? Well, all I knew was it was a faded orange colour. You see, I'm not good on cars, not even now. I always describe a car by its colour, not its make or model or whatever it might be. I had looked in so many car parks, and by now I knew I was in a big pickle. Maybe the car had been stolen. What was I going to tell the police? I didn't even know anything else about it. So I remember I took a big, deep breath. And I asked myself, "Kay, what was the first shop you saw when you came into this shopping complex?" You see, my one and only job in life was with Myers, a retail company, so I knew a lot about shops. And then as I thought about it, I remembered, oh, you great goose of a girl, it was Myers, and it was the menswear department. Myers was at the opposite end of the complex. No wonder I couldn't find the car. And I remember running as fast as my little legs would take me all the way back down to Myers, found the menswear department, headed in and looked, and I was only looking for one thing, a door that led to a car park. And sure enough, there it was. And I went through that door, opened and looked, and there was my little faded orange car waiting for me to head home. Well, I was so thankful that the lost had been found. And when we were having dinner that night and I told my precious friend about losing her car, we laughed together. What a friend she was to me, not only on that occasion, but many times thereafter over the years. You know, she's now in her 90s, in a nursing home in Perth, and we talk on the phone together, and she's still vitally interested in me and the areas where God is using me to share his word. And I have to also tell you, I learned a very valuable lesson that day. Always look when you go to a new shopping complex of where the first shop is, so you can head back there when you're ready. And now I've got a little treasure from New Zealand in my box. It is a very tiny little New Zealand wood-turned milk can. And this so reminds me of the precious friends that God brought into our life when we lived in New Zealand for 6 years. They mothered us in so many ways, and our life is all the richer because of them. One couple shared in the mission work that we did, and actually, he made this special little can. Another mentored me in a very personal way and enriched my marriage as she shared her journey. And a third family, well, the mum in that family still calls herself a Kiwi mum to each of our boys. That milk can started out as a block of recycled totara wood. Totara wood is very, very precious New Zealand wood. And it was turned on a wood lathe and worked on so that the rough edges could be smoothed away, and it became a milk can, lovingly crafted by a dairy farmer who knew the value of the milk can. And as today I think about those who mothered me and my family in New Zealand, I know that our lives are all the richer because of the mothering that they did to us. We came back to Australia shaped more like Jesus from those years in New Zealand. And this I know, mothering sure does shape you. And I've got one more little treasure in my box. And it's a special little gift that came in the mail just a few weeks ago from one of my grandchildren. It's a little bookmark that she made from her own hand. And she's one of my joys is to actually come alongside our grandchildren and to mother them as a grandmother to develop and to grow them spiritually. Look at the words that she wrote on this. God bless you, Nana. This brought tears to my eyes when I saw it because of the love that was being shared with me. Love is like a boomerang that had come back to me, and mothering definitely fills your life with love. The Bible has some very precious words on God's story, a mother being mothered by many. In John chapter 19 and verses 25 to 27, we have the words of Jesus dying on the cross. And he speaks to his mother Mary from that position. And he said to Mary, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to John, here is your mother. And the Bible tells us that from that day on, John took Mary into his home. You know, Mary had more children after Jesus. But Jesus knew that Mary needed spiritual input, and John would give it to her. I've been reading through the Psalms for a number of weeks now, and I read this just last week, Psalm 113 and verse 9. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. I thought of the many single women and married women that I know who have never given birth to children, yet have mothered and loved and been a spiritual mother to people just like me. No wonder the psalmist finished this psalm by saying, praise the Lord. And in Psalm 68 and verse 6, we read that God gives families to the lonely. Lonely they may be because they've moved from one country to another, or one area in Australia to another. Lonely because of grief and loss, or lonely because of COVID-19 or some other disease. God knows that people need people. When we moved from New Zealand to Ringwood, we came to this church, and you loved us and welcomed us and gave us a sense of belonging. And this is what the church family is called to do as we reach out and mother many. In Matthew 23 and verse 37, we have another beautiful picture of God's love. And it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Jesus reminds us that the chicks must be willing to go to the mother hen who wants what is best for them and to protect them. And as we mother people, we cannot make them respond. We are not responsible for their actions. We need to keep on loving, keep on calling as the mother hen does. And I want to encourage you not to lose heart as you mother, but look to God to lead you. And the mother hen covers her chicks to protect them, but she does not smother them. She knows there is a great power in her wings, but she also knows how far to go down when she drops her wings down. Sometimes I wish I was a mother hen. There are times when I am mothering that I can so easily smother. And the lesson of the hen needs to be keep on being learnt by me. Last week, I was asked by a financial person to value our assets. And I came up with a figure. They questioned that and they asked me, do you really think your household contents would be worth that much? They were right. My assets were not worth what I thought. My life value, however, is measured in more than my assets. It's the people who have made my life so rich and blessed. When I think about that value, I realise it's priceless. I am so thankful for the many who have mothered me and continue to do so, and for the huge enrichment to my life that's been made, and that I know who I am in Christ Jesus. You know, it would be good for you to send a card or write a little note, maybe even a text or make a phone call, and let the people know that have mothered you how much that means to you and how thankful you are. And I would encourage you to do it this week. None of us know how long we have, nor how long those we want to thank have in life. I have contacted all of the people that I've talked about today, and it's been a very precious experience to have shared with each of them what they mean to me. And there is an ongoing challenge for me. I need to ask myself, who am I mothering in my family and in a much wider way beyond my family? And who is connected to our family? Who knows that they are loved and cared for? And this is the challenge for every one of us, to ensure that we are on the lookout to see who it is that God wants us to mother and to care for. And remember, not to smother, but to mother. And as you live in the Spirit every day, be on the lookout for who God is calling you to mother. This is not age or gender-based, and it has nothing to do with the resources that we hold, but it's more to do with the open hands that you hold up, and out of that, reach out with love. May today be a very blessed Mother's Day for you. Let's pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you desire us to know of your unconditional love to us. We want to thank you, Lord, for those that we know who have sought to mother us and to lead us to Jesus. I'm going to pause right now in my prayer and give you time to say the names of the people that have done that very thing for you, and to pray for them. And God, I pray that you will give us a heart and eyes to see the lonely around us, how we can mother and care for them. Help us to give them a gift that will last through to eternity. And this we pray in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Bless you, each one.